Shalom Chevra, I wanted to discuss tonight the kinyan of Shol and Meshiv, obviously very apropos for somebody in the Night Seder staff. Chazal highlight the fact that the only proper way to learn Torah and to sharpen understanding of Torah and to organize and to package Torah is through the form of Shol and Meshiv, question and answer. That's part of the reason why even somebody sitting by himself on Seder night is told by the halacha to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Sirat Mitzrayim by simply asking himself questions and answering those questions. There's something about the question-answer format that sharpens our understanding and helps us package information so that we can remember it better. And I think this relates to a struggle that many of us have. I think many of us have had the experience where we sit down for a Seder, it could be morning, afternoon, or night, and we're staggering away, and the time flies by, and it's gevald. We cover four blot in Bekiyas, or it's Gemara Rashi Tosas, Rosh, Rashba Rambam, piece of Rav Chaim, incredible lumdus. And then somebody comes over and asks us a basic, fundamental question about the Shakla Vatarya of the Gemara that all of our limud was based off of, and we can't answer the question. We actually don't know the answer. And me personally, I always get extremely defensive because I just realized that I spent 4 hours learning Shtark, not realizing that I was missing the most basic fundamental points that come off of the page of the Gemara itself. And we do get defensive about it, but I think it's very important to recognize that a lot of us go through our limudin, and we're constantly going forward, 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 whether that means in breath or depth. And we don't stop for a second to ask the right questions, to zoom out and ask the right fundamental basic questions to be able to get the right answers of what the Gemara is giving over. I was hoping to have a private conversation with a prominent Talmud Chacham, and he was bemoaning to me, this Talmud Chacham is very into learning at a fast pace, but he was bemoaning to me that he has Talmidim who have been learning for years, and they still can't answer basic questions in terms of Havaminas and Maskanas that come out of the Gemara. Basic questions in Lamdas. Basic, because they're so busy running so fast. And whether that means running through Dapim and Dapim or running through Rashi Tosfos, Rashi Rambam, Rashba, that they don't sit down to organize the information properly via question and answer format. And I think in many ways, the question and answer format is the best way for stopping ourselves and making sure that we zoom out and ask the right questions. What is the Havamina? What is the Maskana? It doesn't matter what Derech HaLimud you accrue to. It doesn't matter who your Rebbe is of all of our incredible Rosh Yeshiva. I think everybody is maskim that the ability to be able to sit down and ask the right questions is key for actually understanding the sugya that you're going through and to be able to make sure that you're growing in your learning. And there are different ways to do it, depending on who your Rebbe is. Everybody should have a conversation with the Rebbe. But what can happen is going through Dapim and Dapim and Dapim and still not being able to answer the basic fundamental questions. Rav Schefter, I know, is very into the system called Talmud HaBiyada by Rav Trachman, which is all question-answer format. If you want to hear about that, you can contact me privately, and I can send you the information. Rav Schefter has brought him in before discussing the Kollel. If you've ever seen some of the Rebbeim read through Gemaras, they're constantly asking the right questions. You just have to listen to what questions that they ask and how they properly organize the information that's going through the Shia right now. And we have to think about this, right? And especially when we're learning Bekiyas, instead of going weiter, 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 to sit down and make sure that we're understanding where is the Gemara going with this? What was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? What is the point that this Rashi is trying to get across? And by asking the right questions and providing the right answers, even when learning by yourself, it will very much serve to sharpen your understanding of the Gemara and to help you become the Talmid Chacham that all of you, I know, are capable of becoming. Have an incredible night.